Can you remember those days at the end of August 1939 and early September, what happened in this, in the move? I mean,
well, you mean,
I mean, we all knew you were going to move to Cambridge, I gather.
Yes, well, as far as I was concerned, it was simply a matter of going down to Cambridge and seeing if there was a house to rent and renting it. I rented one near Girton in Thornton Road. I had the opportunity of buying it at the end of the war. I could have bought it for £700.
Really?
But I didn't have the £700, so, you know, 2 years later I could have sold it for £3,000, I think. The appreciation began so quickly.
Did you know the botany don at Girton, Miss Thomas?
I must have done, because we were received there at several social dues.
Mm. What was it like being in Cambridge?
Well, I enjoyed Cambridge very much. I always had enjoyed Cambridge. We used to visit it by car. All my family were enthusiastic drivers, and I learned to drive at the earliest age at which anyone possibly could. We had always visited there, especially King's College Chapel, and I spent quite a lot of time just looking at that, either that or the Ely Cathedral, which is within easy reach. My favourite cathedral in the UK, I think.
Mm.
As far as the botany school was concerned, I met a lot of very nice people there. Gilbert Carter, a charming man. Edith Saunders, charming woman who worked there till she was 82 and was finally run over on her bicycle. I mean, she's still bicycling at 82. I bicycled as well.
I seem to remember you always driving fast cars.
Well, I think I was. I think I was driving all the time and I had a car to drive. During the war, of course, in Cambridge, I took our car to Cambridge and it became part of the air raid precautions set up.
Did you have to do ARP work?
I did, yes. I joined the ambulance service in Cambridge. I mean, we had four air raids. And we were terribly inefficient, but we drove ambulances.
Yeah.
I remember on one dark night when everybody had to have lights out, and there were actually bombs falling on this one occasion, and enemy bombers overhead. We drove two of our ambulances, drove into each other, and created their own casualties. But we didn't, you know, we could see the London barrage 50 miles away.
Could you really?
We could see it, yeah.
Yeah.